This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Listen, I watch the news for three reasons. Weather, traffic, and Michael Strahan's sexy-ass mouth. You gotta blur that out. You can't show that sexy hole on TV. You know, I'm trying to run a TV show over here. Sexy! But every time I turn on the news, there's one thing I see more than anything. Men losing their shit.
Another shocking incident on a plane as two passengers duke it out right before takeoff.
A man went on a bottle-breaking rampage. Store workers say a customer got irate when they refused to sell him liquor at a discount.
It's a shocking road rage incident going viral. These two knuckleheads are fighting like medieval knights in battle.
Every guy think if he gets a sword in his hand, he's gonna automatically be Steven Seagal. But when he actually gets it in his hand, he's like Jerry Lewis. I'm gonna hit you with a bat, lady! It's crazy though. This stuff is happening all the time. Every night on the news, Lester Holt has to shout, "World Star!" And it's all because of men who can't control their anger. Men, why are you so mad? You need to calm your ass the f*** down. But since you can't do it yourselves, I decide I'm gonna help you calm down in tonight's installment of Long Story Short. Now, we know that women are going through it, but we have to acknowledge that men are going through it too. You guys are angry, you're depressed, and you're lonely. In fact, 15% of men say they have zero friends. And the other 85%, they don't have friends either, but they was too sad to fill out the survey. No friends. I mean, women got our problems, but we always have some homegirls, you know what I'm saying? You got them, you know? But men, they have nobody. So what do? They take all of those emotions and they bottle that shit up and then they throw that bottle at the cashier. Now, luckily, there's a tool that can help you with all of this. Therapy! Therapy is amazing. You pay someone to unload all your bullshit on them. They're like prostitutes for the feelings. The problem is, men don't use it. In fact, they're almost half as likely to go to therapy as women. Men out here treating therapy like Nick Cannon treats condoms. They're here to help you, Nick. Why won't you use them? God damn it, Nick! God damn it! The question is, why won't you men go to therapy? And I think the same reason you won't eat a popsicle in front of anybody, because you're scared they'll think you a little bitch.
Therapy works for women, but it does not work for men.
Sitting around talking about your feelings isn't going to do shit for you. F*** how you feel. Go to the gym. Lift heavy weights. Be a man.
Therapy is not action. Therapy is sitting and crying and complaining. If you feel depressed, you go to the gym. You do something. You don't sit and cry about it.
Ew, Andrew Tate? Weren't you just arrested for selling bitches? If anybody needs therapy, it's this naked ass hot dog. Be a man shit. What do you think being a man is? Because it's not what women think it is. Being a man means taking care of your mental health just as much as you take care of your physical health. Okay? These dudes will use everything else for therapy except actual therapy. They're like, running is my therapy. No, running is running. Therapy needs to be your therapy. Everyone, I mean everyone I know who does a marathon is f***ed up. If they were at peace, they wouldn't be running until they pissed themselves. You know what I'm saying? They'd be at home watching Netflix like everybody else. But we know why men is this way. Because starting from a young age, we teach them that they can't have feelings.
We are taught at a really young age, don't cry, have no fear.
When you cry, does it make you feel like a failure?
No, there's that sense of sitting there going, why am I crying? I shouldn't be crying about this.
There was this one time I was with my friend. He just looked at me, started crying. He just said, I think I just need a hug. And I hugged him, and afterwards, we both looked at each other and we were like, we're never gonna say anything to anyone.
That's sad. Y'all see that? Y'all see what y'all men are teaching these young boys? That you know what? You know what? I need two men to hug right now. Hug! Get your, that's right! That's right! Hug! Y'all hug each other, damn it! Woo! This death make me feel like I got power. But a hug, that's what men want to keep private? But y'all airdrop your dick pics to a stranger on the subway. Priorities, fellas! But look, if men's issues only affected themselves, I'd stay the hell out their business. But the problem here is that men not going to therapy is affecting women. Okay? Depressed men are more likely to commit domestic violence. They're more likely to commit abuse. Plus, instead of going to the therapist, they're using dates like therapy. Yeah, yeah. Every woman in here knows what I'm talking about. Some dude you just met on Tinder telling you about how his dad loves his brother more. Well, give me your brother's number then. Maybe I like him better too. Because this is not making me horny! You definitely should talk to someone, but a professional, not me. And what's messed up is even if the date goes well, guess what? Men with depression are twice as likely to have problems with their dick. Which shouldn't be a surprise. If you're depressed, your dick's gonna be sad too. If you walking around miserable, your dick is also gonna be like, swing low. Sweet chariot. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. If you like those songs, you can check out my playlist, Sad Dick. on Spotify. So long story short, men, go to therapy!
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.